Ali Du on President Ahmadinejad's visit to Ghana.
3:54 GMT, amid an otherwise bleak landscape, Britain's economy is showing one unexpected bright spot. The job market for butlers is booming. The rising fortunes of the world's wealthiest are creating a global demand for butlers and surpassed at any time in the last 50 years. And the biggest demand is in China, and that's why Gary Williams of the British Butler Institute is in Shanghai at the moment. He told me what he looks for in a potential butler.
What we look out for is somebody that has got the right attitude, that is very well presented and cares for their personal presentation. So, you know, hair, teeth, the way they iron their shirt, etc., etc.
And who is employing these butlers and how much money are they willing to spend on them?
Very good question. Literally, they come from all walks of life. So you've got hotels employing them, you've got rich principals, billionaires, you've got wealthy people, you've got a yacht crew, and how much are they earning? If you enter the trade, you can expect £25,000 to £30,000 a year if you're living in London, and that can go up. I think, as we speak, the highest paid butler in the world is over $1 million US a year.
Wow. Who employs that sort of butler, I wonder?
It's normally people that have been with the family for a very long time. They become part of the family. They manage the family's life. They are very well respected, and the longer they stay, the sometimes the more money they get paid. But let's make no mistake, the more money you get paid, the less life you have as well.
It happens in most other spheres, doesn't it?
It does indeed.
But it's a very British tradition, wouldn't you agree? And yet it's in so much demand in places like China and the Middle East. Why is that the case?
Well, we're very fortunate in that the British butler brand is what people aspire to. That's what people want. They've seen programs like Downton Abbey on TV, etc. So they've got this picture in their minds, and that's what they want, and they believe it's the British butler that can deliver that.
And austerity is all the talk at the moment.
Yes.
But yet there are still so many wealthy people who can afford the cost of a proper butler. In
yes.
your experience, what's the most mind-boggling riches that you've encountered in the course of your work?
I come from a very average middle-class family, and I was never exposed to this world. For example, you might have a principal of a household that's just bought a £250,000 light fitting, for example, and it's been specially made and specially cut and specially imported from all reaches of the world. It's just been installed in a cigar bar within the household. The principal might walk in and say, "I don't like it, let's get another one." And it gets taken down, put into storage, and, most people can buy a lovely little house on that.
Wow, that's incredible. So as a middle-class Englishman, how did you get into it then?
Well, I went quite a long time ago onto the Ivor Spencer School for British Butlers. I remortgaged my house. I wanted a change of life. I had seen a movie called Remains of the Day with Anthony Hopkins in, and I thought, that's what I want to do. And that's what I did.
No regrets so far?
No regrets whatsoever. It's a fascinating world. You're living in fabulous places. You're meeting fabulous people. Yes, you're working very, very hard. But the other plus of being a butler is that you're able to save a lot of your money so you can, save up for a house. So it is good, but it is hard work.
Interesting chat with someone who knows a thing or two about butlers. His name is Gary Williams. And you can save up. Do you think he has a butler of his own?
Oh, no, I'm not sure. I'm just trying to work out. If you got $1 million a year being a butler, would you want to stay a butler? But then again, yes, you would want to stay a butler because you're getting $1 million a year. So I couldn't answer that one. I was interested. He was mentioning Downton Abbey, that's gone around the world, this series on the high life, the past years in Britain. And that was filmed, this estate called Highclere Castle. It's got 300 rooms.
Right.
A very noble family, I think, still live there. Not one butler.
Mm.
So maybe it's the new nouveau riche taking over, and not the old aristocracy. They've given up.
Yeah, I read somewhere that China's average age for millionaires now is 33. Would you believe? And a good chunk of them are women. So
we've got a couple of years yet to go.
Yeah,
so we can still do it.
You're listening to News.